This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Brazil, a case of indecent exposure has stirred up the media. A theater director is accused of performing an obscene act on the stage of the Rio de Janeiro Opera House. Today, he was summoned to court to answer criminal charges. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio.
In the Brazilian theater world, freelance director Gerald Thomas has built a career out of being a contrarian. But in last August's production of Tristan and Isolde, Thomas outdid himself. In his version of the opera, actors grimaced and rolled around the stage while the soloist sang, and a Sigmund Freud character pretended to snort cocaine. Amy Radel, the reviewer for New York-based Opera News, says when Thomas came out for his curtain call, the audience reaction was unequivocal.
The place completely exploded. People were booing unanimously and saying, "Get out of the theater, get out of the opera." And he just walked across the stage and dropped his pants.
The view of his gluteus maximus didn't go down well with Rio's opera lovers, and Thomas found himself charged with committing an obscene act. He could have made the whole thing go away by paying a small fine, but instead he's chosen to fight the charges. Outside a Rio courtroom this afternoon, Thomas posed for photographers wearing a t-shirt reading "Dead Man Walking," and he told reporters that he was fighting the charges on principle.
How far do you want to take it? I mean, how far do you want to dig into curtailing people's right to express themselves? It can begin with an ass exposing itself. Maybe soon enough somebody will say that they're gay and will be slammed with a court case.
Thomas, who claims U.S. and German citizenship, says he mooned the audience because the jeers included anti-Semitic insults. No one else reports hearing them. Thomas says he's being prosecuted because he criticized the former governor, an evangelical Christian who's now in charge of public safety. Thomas's conspiracy theories cause many Brazilians to roll their eyes, but his case has attracted the support of a number of prominent intellectuals who say the prosecutors are being overzealous. Luiz Eduardo Poch is a university professor who's been campaigning against what he sees as the arrogance of the Brazilian judicial system.
The important point here was that Gerald rejected the prosecutor's plea bargain deal. He understands that this is his right, and he understands that if they prosecute him, they're going to have to prosecute everybody who goes marching during Carnival.
Still, Thomas has hardly become a popular hero, especially when he threatens to go back to his home in England and use the publicity of this case to attack Rio's tourism business.
If they bite me, I'm going to bite back. That's what I'm saying. Go everywhere else, but avoid Rio, where crime, you know, rolls high, the waves of crime.
There are signs that officials here would like to see this case just go away. Today's hearing was postponed until February because prosecutors failed to produce their witnesses. There's also little reason to worry about a chilling effect on the local dress code. Just last month, a judge in another case issued a ruling permitting a nude beach. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.